Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. It's the send-off for the Mercer County Fair Queen, Lily Russell. Before we talk about State Fair Pageant, just kind of sum up so far this carrying the crown since last summer.
Well, carrying the crown since last summer has been, oh my goodness, like an amazing experience that I would have never thought I would have been able to do. I've had the opportunity to meet so many young girls at either parades or do reading with the queens and stuff like that. And then just coming here today and seeing how many people came to support me as my last kind of send off in preparation for it for when I leave on Wednesday is just amazing.
So I remember covering the pageant last year, and when I interviewed you, you said, first time I ever participated in a pageant. So do you understand kind of now what the pageant lifestyle is all about? What did you expect? What did you not expect about this whole experience?
Well, coming into pageantry, I did not expect it to be interviews and you give a speech. I thought you just go out on the stage and you just smile and address. However, what I realized was it is much more than that. Like, I've gained so much public speaking skills. I feel like I'm able to kind of just talk to anyone or give a presentation. So I feel like it's given me a lot of life skills that I can carry on.
All right. So, and I don't know if I've asked you this before, but can you compare and contrast to competing in interscholastic athletics to competing in the pageant?
Well, normally for athletics, I'm in a jersey, no makeup, my hair's crazy, but and then there's also that team aspect too of a sport. But the same thing is kind of the stress level, and you still get nervous when you go out on stage and you still perform in front of a lot of other people. So I'd say those are kind of the similarities and differences.
So we're talking to you on Sunday, and next weekend is the pageant. So what are you doing to get ready for this whole thing?
What I've done the past, I don't know how many months it's been, six-ish, I think. I have been practicing modeling, which I'm very new to. I would have never thought I would have done modeling practice if you asked me a year ago. I have been practicing for my speech, been doing a lot of mock interviews, and just having conversations with very smart and just knowledgeable people.
All right, so I think a lot of kids that I've talked with over the years that have won the crown, sometimes they don't realize, you know, how big of a deal it is that you're repping county, you're repping the county fair scene.
Yeah.
And county fair means a lot to a lot of people who've been around for a long time. Are you kind of feeling that here as you've gone along?
Yeah. So the county fair is amazing because it's for promoting agriculture, which is all around us. It is where we live. It is what kind of provides everything for us. So I'm so honored to be able to represent that.
And what are some of the things in terms of this, like, send-off party today? What is that? You spoke a little bit about that, just all these people out here wishing you well.
Well, at the send-off party today, I kind of did a rehearsal. So I came out, I did about 2 pop questions on stage. I walked out and gave my speech and did my evening gown and my swimsuit modeling and just kind of, like, meeting and greeting people before I leave.
All right. So here's another thing that you can do. Is promote the pageant, right? You do that a little bit. So maybe there's some, like, Lily Russells out there that have never done a pageant before, and then there are some kids that have done it.
Yeah.
So they're going to come back. But maybe for those kids that are on the proverbial fence, I don't know if I'm going to do it or not. So here's a chance for you to say you should do it. Why should they do it?
They should definitely do it. I was honestly on the fence, too. I was, like, back and forth on whether I should do it. But I would say you really need to do it to gain that experience. The experience is just amazing. And again, you learn life lessons, how to talk to people, and it's much more than dressing up. It's about public speaking and connecting with others, truly.
All right, so the one thing I really dig about you, as I told you off the air before we started rolling tape here, is that you win the Queen pageant, and then the next week, I think the next weekend you're running up Brady Hill, part of that sprint medley relay or whatever they do with the high school teams. So I like that. So what does that mean? So competition means much to you, apparently.
Yeah, I'm a very competitive person. I would say I make almost everything I do kind of competitive aspect to it. And it really just shows you that as a queen, you don't have to be all preppy and you don't have to always wear makeup and wear dresses. You can go out and you can have grit and go out and run. You could play volleyball. You could do band. You could do whatever also with it.
Yeah. All right. So I said you're representing, you know, the county fair scene. Also kind of representing your school because you're still a student at Sherrard. What about that? I mean, you're a Sherrard Tiger, and I'm sure you're feeling some love from those people in terms of supporting you.
Oh, yeah. Our school is very, very small, so everyone knows. Everyone is wishing me luck, which is just amazing. And during school, I would be going around. I'm like, hey, can I give you my speech? And they'd be like, sure. And I would just give them my speech in the middle of the hallway. Or I would say, hey, can you ask me just a random question, and I'll answer it for you. So it's been amazing. I'm getting a lot of love for it.
Right, so that's interesting. So give me, like, this. Can you remember, like, the strangest random question you were asked or not? Or am I putting you on the spot too much?
No, it's okay. So on the news lately, most of these are current event questions. So on the news, it was about how an individual guy jumped over the thing and the judge. And then they asked me my opinion on it. And I was like, what kind of question is that? Like, I've never heard of that before.
All right. What else, before you leave us and head to Springfield, what else are you thinking about in this whole experience?
Well, right now, my mind is going everywhere. I'm about to start track just this week, so starting tomorrow will be my first practice. So I'll go from track practice to interview practice and then leave for my state pageant. So it's quite a lot in this week.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, Lily Russell, reigning queen, headed to the state pageant. And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.